Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe and Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe and Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. In Huron County, in a dramatic turn inside Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, a high-stakes felony case took an unexpected detour. Rachel Marie Clark, facing charges of home invasion in the second degree and lying to a police officer, was presented with a plea deal by prosecutors. The offer? Waive her preliminary examination, plead guilty to both counts as a habitual offender, and pay full restitution in exchange for no further habitual offender notices. But in a strategic move that has legal observers buzzing, Clark's defense team played a different hand. While agreeing to waive the preliminary exam, effectively fast-tracking the case to circuit court, they pointedly rejected the plea offer. This bold maneuver avoids an immediate guilty plea to serious charges, buying crucial time for the defense to strategize while still moving the process forward. The case is now bound for circuit court for arraignment on April 20th at 9 a.m., leaving the door open for future negotiations or a full trial. And a longtime family doctor in mid-Michigan is headed to federal prison after admitting to distributing thousands of illegal images involving child exploitation, bringing a disturbing case to a close in federal court. Prosecutors say 62-year-old Robert Glapinski, who practiced family medicine in KPAC and treated both children and adults, was sentenced to 15 years behind bars. The case began unfolding in March of 2025 when a tip from Google alerted the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to suspicious activity in an online chat. Investigators say what they'd uncovered was deeply troubling. Conversations allegedly involving the abuse of young girls along with the sharing of explicit material. A search of Glapinski's home the following month turned up a staggering collection. More than 2,500 images and over 150 videos depicting child sexual abuse. Authorities say Glapinski admitted to possessing the disturbing and distributing the material. Federal officials emphasized the gravity of the crime, noting the added betrayal of trust given Glapinski's role as a physician, someone entrusted with the care and well-being of families and children. The case serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing efforts by law enforcement to track and prosecute online exploitation and the severe consequences that follow. And across the state, thousands of dogs, cats, and even rabbits waiting in shelters are about to get a boost. Michigan officials have announced a $150,000 investment aimed at improving care, increasing adoptions, and tackling the root causes of pet homelessness. The funding distributed to 24 animal shelters from the Upper Peninsula down to Metro Detroit will power a wide range of efforts, from spay and neuter programs to vaccinations, microchipping, and even expanded shelter space. And here's the twist. This isn't coming from a new tax or major legislation. It's funded by everyday Michiganders who checked a small box on their state tax returns, choosing to support the Animal Welfare Fund. State leaders say that simple act is making a big difference. The majority of this year's funding, more than 85%, will go towards spay and neuter services, a critical step in preventing overcrowding shelters in the first place. Since the program began in 2010, more than $2 million has been funneled into animal shelters statewide, helping give thousands of pets a second chance at finding a home. For shelters already stretched thin, this latest round of funding could mean more wagging tails, more purring companions, and more happy endings for animals still waiting for their forever families. When we come back after this Ashley sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buys on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frame starting at just $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later? You can. No interest until 2031. Visit Ashley's in Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time offer that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our national news. Department of Energy invests in fusion research hubs. The Department of Energy, or DOE, announced a new round of funding today for three regional fusion energy hubs across the United States. The initiative is part of a broader strategy to accelerate the commercialization of zero-carbon fusion power. Each hub will focus on different technical challenges, such as plasma containment and heat-resistant materials. The DOE aims to bridge the gap between laboratory success and the creation of a functional, grid-connected fusion pilot plant within the next decade. In other national news, National Park Service reports record winter visitation. The National Park Service, or NPS, released data today showing that the winter visitation across the U.S. park system reached an all-time high in early 2026. Warmer than average temperatures in several regions have extended the active season for many popular destinations. While the increased foot traffic provides an economic boost to local gateway communities, officials expressed concern regarding over-tourism and its impact on fragile ecosystems. The NPS is considering expanding reservation-only systems to manage crowds during peak weekends. When we come back after this Bayport sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and moving on to our international news, Gaza death toll reaches new milestone amid regional conflict. The health ministry in Gaza reported today that the death toll from the ongoing Israeli-Pakistani conflict has exceeded 1,100 since early March. The escalation has coincided with the broader regional war, complicating humanitarian aid delivery to the enclave. Aid agencies warn of total collapse of the healthcare system in Gaza as fuel and medical supplies run dangerously low. International calls for a ceasefire continue, though military operations on both sides have shown no signs of abating in the last 24 hours. In other international news, Saudi Arabia intercepts drones over Eastern Province. The Saudi Arabian Ministry of Defense announced that its air defense system successfully intercepted and destroyed three drones over the country's eastern province today. No damage or injuries were reported in the incident. The ministry attributed the attempted strikes to regional escalation following the outbreak of the Iran-Israel war. Saudi officials reiterated their call for regional stability, warning that continued attacks on sovereign territory cross all red lines for the Gulf Cooperation Council. When we come back after this Mackenzie Jewelers sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
This is Jessica from Mackenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. As you're doing spring cleaning, don't forget to look through your jewelry box. If you have broken chains, single gold earrings, outdated pieces, or anything 10, 14, or 18 karat gold you no longer wear, take it to Mackenzie Jewelers. We're buying scrap gold for its melt value. We don't purchase pre-owned jewelry for resale. We're simply paying for the gold itself. We will evaluate your items based on weight and the current market price and make you a fair offer. Recently, a gentleman stopped in with three older gold pieces and walked out with $900. If you have gold sitting at home, it could be worth more than you think. We're paying top dollar for scrap gold right now. Stop by Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe and see what your gold is worth.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and we have two obituaries to report for this hour. On Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, Kurt Douglas Schember, age 59, of Bad Axe, passed away. Kurt was born on August 13th, 1966, in Bad Axe. Kurt is survived by his wife Lisa and son Cody. Funeral service for Kurt Schember will be on Tuesday, March 31st, 2026, at 11 a.m. at the Bad Axe First Presbyterian Church. Friends and family of Kurt Schember may call for visitation from 2 to 8 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home on Monday, March 30th, and also on Tuesday at the Bad Axe First Presbyterian Church from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials can be made to the family or Thumb Shelter, Animal Shelter. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Doris T. Stimpfel, 81, of Cass City, died peacefully Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, in her home. Doris was born January 7th, 1945, in Paris Township. Doris is survived by her children Tammy, Renee, Thomas, James, grandchildren, and great-grandson. Visitation will take place Friday, April 17th, 2026, at Novesta Church of Christ from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Interment has taken place in Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly. Memorials may be made to Novesta Church of Christ. Arrangements are handled by the Kranz Funeral Home in Cass City. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your weather and obituaries, right here at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.